Blackstone Publishing presents Cat Got Your Cash, a Kitty Couture Mystery by Julie Chase. This book is read by Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. Furry Godmother's Advice for the Budding Designer. Never meet your hero. I hefted an armload of miniature couture onto the counter at Furry Godmother, my pet boutique and organic treat bakery, nestled in the famed New Orleans Garden District. A rainbow of crinoline and sequins splayed over the freshly cleaned space near a box of matching accessories. My heart fluttered. I have 38 minutes before I meet with Annie Lane. That gives me 30 minutes to make the final selections, pack up, and get to her house, and then 8 minutes to freak out. Imogene, my old nanny and new shopkeep, watched silently as I turned in a small circle, looking for a place to put the keepers. Every clean, flat space in sight was already covered in adorable creations. I turned back to the counter and flipped through a flood of tiny formal wear. I hung my favorites over one arm with newfound discernment. You know what? I'm starting to sweat. I should use the extra 8 minutes to freshen up. I'll freak out on the drive over instead. Imogene clucked her tongue. Annie Lane is going to love you and your designs. Whatever you decide to take will be perfect. I gave her an incredulous look. Imogene had been with my family for decades. First as my grandmother's caregiver, then as my mother's estate keeper, and eventually as my nanny. She was heavily biased in my favor. At the moment, she was also wrong. Annie Lane was a world-famous fashion designer. I was a budding pet couture creator. The pieces I chose to take with me to represent my brand mattered. A lot. Disappointment could change everything. My career, my entire future. Together, Annie and I could be an unstoppable force in fashion. I just needed to convince her of that. When I'd heard she was returning to New Orleans for Faux Real, the annual arts festival, I pitched a meeting to her people, suggesting a companion line for Annie's Mardi Gras designs. I sent snapshots of my feline and canine king capes and nearly fainted when she wanted to see more. Being crowned king or queen during Mardi Gras was one of the highest civic honors in New Orleans, so the pair dressed to impress. The royal garb was so significant that some of the most epic gear from over the years was enshrined in a French Quarter Mardi Gras museum. I'd loved going there as a child, imagining the designers' workspaces piled high with sequins and gold lamé. Royal apparel could weigh as much as 40 to 60 pounds, not including the headpiece. In fact, one of the queen's gowns had had more than 150 yards of tulle over satin. Wheels had to be sewn along the hem to help her get around. Those costumes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?